economic idea.
I make a motion for that executive session.
Second. Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irvin, seconded by Councilman Tishewala. No discussion, call for a question.
Councilman Tishewala?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Wallen?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that, we have no vote coming out of executive, like to move down to old business.
Excuse me.
Yes.
There was one item that I would like to, I want a copy of that email that was sent just to you and Lou, because Councilwoman Redcorn read it to us, but I'd like to have a copy of it.
Yes, and Councilwoman Irwin asked the same request, and I was going to ship it all out to Minerals to everyone anyway.
Thank you.
Lacey, I'd like to get that back to you, don't let me forget for a while.
Okay, I'll be real quick.
Yes, please.
Okay, breach of trust, I'm still working on that, whenever I get something put together and get back from our, the attorney, I will send it to you all, and I will send it to you all enough time to review it, whether we get it, you know, I'll give you days to review it, so it won't be brought up to you on.
That's you and I talking.
Okay, I keep putting it on the agenda so I don't lose it.
Yes.
And Petro River, I just handed you out something I took off the internet about their fines that they've been, what they've done. It's a matter of public information, even though Mr. Knapp didn't have it, made a copy of it for him. It's put out by the people in New York, it's part of the Petro River people. Anyway, so I just wanted to make you all informed about what's coming off of them. And that's all I have to say about those two things.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to go on to old business, item C, RFPs. Mrs. Thomas, if you will, thank you for waiting. Ms. Luger, come up and join you. Nice to see you both. Please just take care of it on RFPs over our grant project.
Well, the last time we were here, you all decided not to accept any of the ones that had been the only one that was qualified, and that you were going to want to revise the scope and rebid it. So we'd be happy to do that. I think we talked about it, that if I get a revised scope, I need to submit it back to the agency so that they can approve the revised scope. And the chief did have a call from Councilman Crum, who requested that one designated person from the Minerals Council be on the review committee for the RFP. So we're willing to have you all designate somebody to do that.
I think it should be the end of us available. Council?
Yeah, that's our part of this in the deal, that we had the conversation and the chief was adamant that some of us should be a part of this. As far as the makeup, you know, I didn't try to commit to how that would be, except that we certainly need representation on it. And I think it's very important for us to be involved in writing the scope there for the RFPs, because we need to do that, and we need to be a part of it. And doing another one, just like the last one that we did, would probably end up with a similar situation. There's no reason to believe that suddenly some player would come and be able to do everything for the 7,000 we had.
73,400.
So we need to figure out what we need to do. As I said to folks before, I'd like to see us work on this in the days prior to the next meeting, look at the scopes, and I wonder if I tried to look back on my old emails, and my phone don't go back far enough, if Candy's office could send us the scopes from before again, send that back out just so we can get it and have it fresh to see what was done. And also the parameters that we will have to deal with within the grant itself. But we have to make sure that we're within what we requested on the grant.
Well, that's changed. That's what I'm saying. You can change the scope of the grant.
Right.
You're going to be changing the scope of the grant if you're not bidding the same thing that we bid in the previous RFP. And that's what we're going to be going back to request from the agency.
Yeah, well, I hope that we examine that to see, because if we change the scope, it's going to have the scope itself, we're going to have more process to change that than just changing the well, we'll talk about that. We'll work it out a little cleaner. So I appreciate the chief saying that he wanted us to be a part of it, and I think we need to take a role with the drivers on what we're asking for.
Okay.
You know, that was, and I think we didn't do that as well as what we could. At least for my part, I didn't fully understand the process. I'm not sure I do now completely, but we need to be involved in the beginning to end on it. And I'd like to be able. The chief made it plain to me. He's an attorney. I assume he probably is. That us seeing what the last one would be what the last responses was would be no conflict of interest because we weren't on the deciding end of it. You know, we weren't the ones opening and stuff. He said that's no conflict. So I think it might be helpful to us to actually see the numbers. You know, last time that we talked, the person doing the well logs, the only entity that was considered by the committee to be what's the term, responsive, was that one, and we don't even know what that amount was. So would we know what just doing well logs might
be? 35,700.
So it would be helpful for us to know the numbers involved in this and what the.
I voted yes.
So,
council.
Thank you, Chair. I agree, Mr. Crum. A little bit of history on this grant. There was a series of three grants we wrote, and we come up with three strong proposals. And we worked on those, or I did, sent working with Baker Sure. I'm sure Galen, or Mr. Crum did too, but Mr. Crum was instrumental in getting communication with Mr. Many Deeds and getting those things established and into the grant. We didn't know what we were going to get. We got that one approved. The other two didn't get approved. That's the way grants go. So I'm in favor of Mr. Crum being on our representative since it was kind of his spearheading effort to get this thing going. But the second thing is we got our consultant or the guy who's been working with us on the EOR who utilizes the EOR this day. I would entertain if we can talk to him. And I've introduced that last month, and that's Jim Hesser, who's we don't need for him to be a voting member, but if he can communicate with the team or the mental council just to help the team understand where this data needs to go and what, you know, he's really good at that. Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman Gates.
I concur with Councilman Redfield. Galen has been and Councilman Gifford have been involved in this, and they've been a little more involved than the rest of us. So I would support his notion, to allow Galen to be the person to settle on that. But I'd also like to suggest that we may let or ask that Galen maybe coordinate with our new director, Bill Lynn. When's he coming on, the 26th?
22nd.
He's got extensive knowledge of well records, and he's worked everything over there, you know, well logs, well records, and he would probably some of the best information, you know, he's used. So that Galen could call on him for technical on what we really need.
And I had talked to our new hire to do exactly that, so that's perfect. Do we need a resolution?
I don't think so.
I was thinking, is that also, Councilman Crown, your process into this, that's only on a review committee, and then there's going to be an opposite, a selection committee that we weren't privy of. As you well know, everyone knows our business but us. If you can take care of that for us and everything that you have, Councilman, just send it out to the minerals upon receiving it, and we'll go from there.
I have one piece of information that I relayed to the council that we all put it in the open on.
Please do.
And that's that the person who is maybe not the director of the whole program, but the one many that was involved in getting us this grant, and Bill and Steve Manybeats, was talking about coming to town, coming to us. I heard you call earlier to find out when he might be here.
Yes, sir.
But specifically, I want to remind folks that in our report that we did for the
Washington
trip, that only Everett and I found our way in the blizzard to get there. A lot of people, other people tried. That he offered to give us guidance on the, you know, selecting, you know, on the respondents on how to do it and what to do and you know what to ask for, that sort of thing. So I would like to contact. You're going to find out if he's coming, but if he's not going to be here in time for us to work, I'd like to coordinate with Steve Manybeats, tell him what we ran into the first time and what he would suggest, you know, what we can do with our $70,000 to get the best bang for the buck. That's the thing we need to look at now. Before we started this, we didn't know whether we were going to have half a dozen people lined up to come in and do the whole thing for us for that money, and obviously that did not happen. And so now we need to figure out what method to get the most bang for our buck so we need to be looking at that.
And in our call in Washington, I already accepted on our behalf the help from his office.
Okay.
And then you took care of it Thursday, well, before we got home from the nor'easter. Council, is that in that?
That's me.
Council.
Question for Ms. Thomas. Thank you, Ms. Thomas, for being here. If we make an addition to the review committee and we asked Mr. Crum to be on there, that's the change. Then all the information that on the different bids, you can pass those to Mr. Crum because he is now on the committee and we should be okay as far as procurement. Okay, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I'd be interested here.
Legal answer the question for him, if you will, quickly.
Yes, the main thing to remember is that you will have communication with this whole process, but any correspondence or scopes written by any potential bidder, you can use them, you can have their help, but they cannot bid on the projects. So just to keep that in mind, if they help develop a scope, they cannot provide a proposal or a bid on the scope.
I may ask this, I'm a little unclear. Thank you for that explanation. So, Mr. Crum gets on the team, can he participate in scope development?
Okay. Yes.
We're good to go.
As long as you don't bid on the project.
I don't have my copy of work, do I? I'm pretty sure.
Then I think that's the easiest way to solve all of it.
That'd be the best. Okay. Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I'd just like to know if we can kind of set some time frame so we could keep moving forward on it, so if we could have a scope maybe by your next regular meeting 2 weeks from now.
Chairman,
a draft?
One week from now.
1 week?
Council.
Week?
I ask that this council hand out the reins to Mr. Crum, and so he is the point of contact for the Mineral Council.
Okay.
It's a simple phone call, back and forth. I think that. If we need that resolution, we'll
I don't think we need a resolution.
I'm just going. We don't need no resolution. We don't need no badges.
I would like to add to that, though, that we all of us think about how to go about doing this, you know, within what we've seen happen and what we want to have happen, and talk about it next week, and we have some council-driven.
We'll expect a full report next Friday, so let's come on.
Not this Galen-driven plan.
Oh, it's Galen-driven. Your horse has got whip marks. Ma'am, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I was just curious if you all had any conversations with producers, because when producers knew this RFP was out, some of them were indicating there were certain things that were a higher priority to them to have in the form of digitized records and other things. So
when we raise our royalty, we'll have new higher priorities.
Yeah, everybody knows our business for us.
I think that, you know, my suggestion was Mr. Lynn coming on the 22nd, and you're wanting to have this developed by the 19th, which is our next meeting with you today.
We're going to see you during the June dances.
Oh,
Let's give this back. He's already been advised on three projects. This is one that I brought up.
And this is what is, he's the oil and gas expertise that we're bringing in.
Right.
He has worked the system and worked within it.
Right.
So he knows it about as well as anyone.
Perfect.
But he doesn't come on to the 22nd.
22nd.
So.
Well, I know, but we're doing a lot about a $73,000 grant, but we missed this $272,000. So let's get him in, and with this help, we'll get it started. And then we're going to have to break this down to not being just one bite. We're going to have to get the whole scope of the total project. It's going to run 100 to 200 million. Escalation in my book, but I'm no professional. Anything else?
No.
Thank you, ladies. We'll get back with you. Councilman Crum will help you. And we'll see you the 19th with some of the comments that you'll have there.
I expected us not to have a finished plan, or a finished product, but at least the plan that we're going to go forward and better idea about what we're going to do. And I think that Thomas's suggestion about producers is going to be important because we're obviously going to have to scale down, and that's exactly what I was talking about, knowing what the first $73,000 should be spent on and guide our
leave us many options. Thank you, ladies. I'd like to move to item D, Burbank, Corey's. Gentlemen, come right on up here. You have the information on Burbank materials, and with that, I'd like to have Mr. Hyman, Casey, or Ronnie take off.
Good morning to you, Chairman Waller, and to all the council members. We would like to submit a proposal that has potential to increase our sales. This proposal will expand our quarry to areas that are more manageable to produce due to less overburden. This will allow us to be more competitive with our pricing, which could expand our market base and potentially our sales. This proposal requests the acquisition of 399 acres of new leased ground and also the elimination of 80 acres of existing leased ground that has never been mined, nor is it suitable to be mined. With your approval of this proposal, we will work with the Osage Agency to fulfill the regulation standards required for bonding, environmental assessment, and the American Burying Beetle Survey. And I would like to thank you all for your consideration of this proposal.
Thank you, Council.
One question I've learned to ask on these rock fields, your surface owners, have you?
I've already got landowners agreements, and I have actually already turned them in to CAMI at the agency just to have that part of it covered. But yes, I have landowners agreements for all parties involved.
I watch them blow up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
After we say, yeah, go get them.
No, we got them, and they're ready to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to make a comment.
Please.
I've got the new lease royalty in there. Sounds like everything else is, you know, the way it is. We want it, and maybe this will help by adding this on. They won't have to be, you know, worried about that all that overburden they have to deal with now. And if you've got the landowners on board, I'm on board.
I plan on voting yes next Friday. Council, woman.
When you report this, will you be reporting it in tons or cubic yards?
I will report it however you all want me to, and I can do it any way you want me to. So whatever you all prefer, we will do.
How do you sell it?
We sell it by the ton. So it's scaled by the ton, and that would probably be the easiest. I would like to report it on one report for, you know, have a blanket lease for all the...
Yes, sir.
You know.
Councilwoman?
Well, that's what I was
going to
suggest, is that it be sold by the ton, not by the cubic yard.
That's going to take care of it. It'll be fine. Councilman?
I would recommend Mr. Hyman have a communication in the next week if you're up. Pitch to them, either tons or weight. They've got an engineer in there that can bless either or, base it on density, whatever. Whatever we say, there's a density, propose it to make that conversion from weight to tons. They bless it. Just please, if you could have that by next Friday.
Yeah, the tons okay. The weight is in tons. And so then, it's converted, there's your conversion.
Okay.
So that's sold by tons, which okay. is your way.
So just so long as she blesses it before you come back.
Okay.
And then I think
I had a meeting with them earlier this week, and kind of touch base with all parties involved.
And they should be here the 19th. Remember, it's on Wednesday, it'll be next Friday, a week from today.
Okay.
Council, any more questions? With that, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
We would like to entertain the biannual report, consultation United States and Osage Minerals Council.
Can we vote on it next, on the 19th?
On Friday, the 19th, let's go on. New hire, we had enough discussion about it. Councilwoman Bean.
Of course, I was gone the day that all this vote took place, and I was looking over the meeting minutes, and there's a couple of things I want to ask about.
Please.
Whenever I knew I wasn't going to be here, I said I was going to submit my proxy vote, and I left a sealed envelope here with specific instruction on how that was to be handled, but I see that my vote was not recorded, and I was just curious, why not?
You want us to go in an open meeting over it?
Well, there's nothing secret about it, is there?
No, but we did count your vote in executive, that's kind of secret.
You did all this in executive?
No, ma'am. Read the resolution, it's that we go out and negotiate to hire this personnel. They weren't hired until they were talked to.
Okay, so if we advertised it for a certain salary.
Yes.
And he applied for a certain salary, where does the negotiation fit in here? To me, that's illegal.
That's the personnel that AMP requested.
Personnel wants the salary negotiated?
Council personnel requested.
A council person wanted that done?
Yeah.
Who wanted that done? Oh.
I think all.
I got a question.
Quiet, that's councilman.
All of you voted on it.
Yes, dear. Oh, we all did, we all were the same. I will say that out of the council.
Question. I don't know the contents of the letter. Was your thoughts brought through? And did we hire the person that you wanted to be involved? I mean, I'm just curious. I think it's a moot issue, but we got the person, if that person is the person you wanted in.
It is a moot point because it wasn't even considered. And whenever I said I was going to vote by proxy, there was no question. The chairman said, yes, I could, but I don't see it here. So it's a question of my vote rather than who did we hire, was that okay with you?
It was, that actual event was questioned in the meeting over being allowed to do that. We
and
had some discouraging comments made about being allowed to do that.
It's allowed under the Roberts Rules of Order.
Specifically, is it in our bylaws?
It's in, I don't know what's in the bylaws.
That's the question I brought up to the chairman.
All that had to be done was somebody had to make a motion to accept my vote according to Roberts Rules of Order.
Yes, ma'am.
And we did adopt that, so.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess we're playing by some rules on some things and no rules on the other things.
No, we're just trying to play by the rules.
All right. Well, apparently not, because my vote wasn't counted.
It was counted in executive.
It is not counted here.
You are correct. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I didn't. I'm done.
Councilman.
We did look at Robert's Rules of Order on the proxy voting, and it states in the version I read that if it's included in your charter, which would be probably our policies and procedures, if it's allowed in it, then it's allowed. But we don't have anything in our policies and procedures for proxy voting.
Well, and that's exactly my point. Mr. Chairman said, I could, nobody challenged it, then all of a sudden I'm gone and somebody challenges it. And that's what I said. We want to play by some rules, but we don't want to play by the others. In that Roberts Rules of Order on page 117, we all have the same book. It says that it can be done.
If it's written into the charter.
All somebody had to do was to, a bylaw, it was a resolution. All we had to do was a resolution to accept my vote.
Well,
but apparently nobody did that.
I don't think anybody made the motion. I think you're right, Chairman-woman Boone, that the option's there, but no one made a resolution. We just counted the votes and decided to hire that individual. And if it needed to be done, I think that might have been the second choice. I don't know. But it wasn't needed.
So we move straight on to the other business.
But I agree with you. I think the option is there. If I say I make a motion, and I think the option's there to count it.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you all very much. With that, I'd like to go on to minute meetings, have those reviewed. We have one set of archaic, and the others will get us up to date to May the 5th. I'd like to go on to committee reports will be given. We actually have a oil and gas summit. I see Mrs. Ready to here. Would you please join us for just a second? In all the efforts that we have, we hear very little good things, but you brought us one of the best things last year. You brought us something very special this last year in tough times. You weren't given very much time to do it, and it was amazing. And the whole process is something that we've got to have again, and the council requested us to give you a call on that here. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm very honored that y'all asked me to do this again. I think we had a great session last year. And since you're asking me earlier, I just had a month last year. But since you asked me earlier, I think I have more time to go out there and get more sponsorships.
Thank you.
And get more people involved, as in our producers, and get more information out there in a more timely manner. Maybe, hopefully, start with once a month and then go every week when we get towards the time. And I'll be working with Andrew and Holly again and to get the dates, and if you want to do a 2-day or a 1-day. So, and I know that we have the Skytube Casinos backing on this again. So I look forward to it.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman, and then Councilwoman.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a point, we thank you for your effort. That was a fabulous effort. That was a 4th and 10. And we handed the ball off to you. You had a lot of ground to make up, very little time, and you did it. And we doubled the attendance from the year before.
Yes, we did.
A lot of good things happened. We appreciate you stepping up and taking a difficult situation and making it a pleasurable.
Thank you
for that. I'm in favor of whatever you need. If you can communicate to the minerals chair, what dates you think is good, and then we'll bring it to a vote.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Bates.
First of all, you did a wonderful job
last year,
and I really appreciate all your efforts. One of the things that I wish could happen this time is that everybody be kept on schedule, because we had two rooms going, and I was in one room, but I wanted to get over to the other room to hear this other guy. And when I got over there, he was already finished. So if you could kind of keep because I want to take advantage of all those things.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Is this the kind of know now?
Yeah.
That's where I think the 2-day event comes out.
And I love the towel, by the way.
Does that take care of the
towel? Yes, it does.
Awesome. I think it's important for us, as we've done in the past, that we have our summit committee, you know, be the ones that are, you know, the Minerals Council can give some direction and all that, but I think it's important for us from a legal standpoint on the money and all that we put the actual operation of it in our, you know, person hired to manage and the committee. And I would like to see them, the people on the committee, be called together as soon as possible and have them give recommendations. I personally, you know, always want to be optimistic and shoot for the 2 days. But I think it would be good for the committee to look at that and see what the money looks like that we can do. We don't want to do a 2-day one and then lose a bunch of money and not be able to do one in 18.
Sure.
So I think that the committee should get involved right away in making those decisions about how to do it.
And also, our new hire has been so much of this element for so many years. I also asked him to be a part of this also.
Chairman, our new hire, we asked him to be the point of contact for developing the speaker series back in those. So he was that person, and I think we did that on one, Minerals One. And so he couldn't do it last year. That's why Mr. Yates and I kind of took that role. but
it's perfect.
He just, we was just swamped with things, so anyway, you're back, I think we're back at a square one, it's an easy phone call, so.
I don't know, y'all did a pretty good job, we had twice as many people last year.
Yes, we did.
It was pretty interesting talks, too, not saying.
Yeah, it was.
Tends to lean towards the technical side, you know.
And Tolly had a part where I thought was very, very genius, because you had the talking part, the questions part.
Kind of
in the end, where our shareholders had a chance to say something, and our producers. And our council members, they all talked, and the minister talked. And I thought that was very good.
Thank you. It's only going to get better with your help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, with that, we're going to move on.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, plug-in. Councilman Chishawal.
Yes, sir. We have good news to report on that. Well, we've been messing with for over a month down in Northeast 162112. Stayed in contact with the plugger last weekend whenever it was drying up. And we lucked out, had 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. He got in his equipment in Monday afternoon, got the bottom plug in, and then got back in there Tuesday, got the top plug in. I happened to drive down there because me and the missus went and ate supper at Scott Jude Tuesday night, so we drove down there and check it out. Did a heck of a job in a hay bed. I mean, it was a hay bed, and they're all, you know, just a little set of ruts going to the well and back, and nothing else, you know, disturbed and everything. I think they did a knockdown, drag out job.
Well, thank you on that. Also, I went ahead and set the bill for the tank truck that we sent out there to the same process. It goes to the nation, and it's responded by the Bureau.
Yeah, because we had to kind of do some roustabout work on that, you know.
I think that has to fall and encompass under the plugging procedure of remediation, because we're getting ready to go in some more just like that.
Right.
And that's why I think the actual event and testimony, Councilman Boone and I talked about not only the $5 million, but we're looking at, I asked for $30 million when I went back up there with Councilman and the Chief. And that's just a drop in the bucket for what I need. So that's where I think that testimony is so important. With that, anything that someone like that? Oh, the other is that we just plugged that well on this property. This landowner's got another well purging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but we're going to go out to the ball
field.
Well,
it caused trouble.
Okay, I just want everyone to know that.
Yeah.
Councilman.
All this talk about doing the pluggings and stuff reminds me that our contract for 630 Econ, the money's about gone in there. Which reminded me about how we just set up a consultation meeting. I wonder if we could put that on the agenda for next week about trying to do us talk about what our agenda needs to be. According to the rules of that, the Minerals Council is to set the agenda. And we've had a lot of good ideas floated around by people that need to be in that, you know, need to be brought up with it when we have those people here.
Okay.
And I think we've squandered a little bit by not having the best agenda we could think of to go with. And I would like for people to start working on that. So we put it on for us to work on that next week.
And I understand the revamping, but we never got the answers on the original. And it was your agenda.
Well, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that a lot of people have said things, as I said, that needs to be on the agenda. Let's get it on there.
Let's do that, sir.
And let's do one.
Yes, sir. Councilman.
On the well plugging, was it very complicated? Was it simple?
No, sir. I was getting ready to make that bring that back up. That's why I had my hand up.
Very good.
Okay. It was just like a 35, 36 sack plug on the bottom plug, and it was like a 63 sack plug on the top plug. So
really?
It was pretty out. It was pretty much an in and out affair.
So there was no obstruction in the well, no washdown, no
mud. Nothing yet. That was all that stuff that was going on during that big rain. It was just a casing leak, and it was coming back up through.
About as simple and easy a plugging as there is.
Right.
The last one we did.
Have we got a cost on that?
Not yet.
Approximate.
Well, that would be interesting for our consultation.
Yeah.
If we just take a simple plugging with no problems, no obstruction in the well, or not even a washdown.
Yeah.
So. So.
And then we go out here to the ball field and show what the worst scenario is.
Either or there, yeah.
Thank you, Joseph.
And one more thing. He got the well plugged Tuesday evening, but then, you know, here come the big rain again, so he's still got to go back in and smooth out the location next week, whenever, you know, coming week, whenever it dries out.
He don't want him in there now.
Yeah, if it dries out, you know, if it dries out this fall, we'll leave, yeah.
We got out there, that's all I promise.
Yeah, yeah, we got the well plugged, that's the main thing.
Okay. Council?
I think that we need to talk about the bonding issue on our next agenda for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. After that last report, I think that's a mess.
I agree, and also the money that they returned and the fines and proceeds, we're going to have to bring that back. We just talked to OSD this morning. Joseph, we have two accounts that we can take the plugging funds in. If Councilwoman or yourself, Councilwoman Boone, tell them we're going the same route, all you do is got to get us the funds.
Okay.
So the Treasury has the route it goes already.
Council. Reminding this council, as Mr. Yates has been saying, we do have a gentleman coming in, our director, and he's got a lot of knowledge on the bonding issues. Let's, you know, what we ever talk about next week, we need his input on the bonding, on all these issues that we're in communication with the United States, that we get not only our thoughts in there, but possibly try to get an execution going within our own confines. So just to remind that if we can just give a little bit of space so our new employee can come in and kind of provide.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Once y'all give him his direction, I want you to give him a lot of space.
I would like for the superintendent to give us a report on that, because the way she talked about it last time, she's released some of these when they shouldn't have been released. And who does that burden fall on? Falls on us, because what do you have left in your budget, Joe?
We'll have to look that up.
If I recall, she sat right there and said, I'm moving on bonding, so now's our time to have that
conversation.
Because she's doing something, and of course, she's not telling us what she's doing. I don't know what she's doing.
No, I just want us to have it on the agenda, and I'd like for her to give us a report on it.
Okay.
In her report next
Superintendent's report.
And I want her here, too.
That's another thing, too. We'll make sure that not only of her being here, but also the elements over bonding. Councilman Crum and Councilwoman Irwin.
We actually did ask her for a report this month.
We had two
issues, kind of the one that she released, and then we found out that one was an illegal one according to CFRs. Plus, we found out from the other gentleman talking there that his was the same, so we don't have any idea how many of them. And I would like to clarify another statement that we just made. Our 638 contract to do that emergency plugging does not make it our deal. We are only administering that money. We have not taken on any responsibility to do plugging. And I think that's very important for us to remember and to make sure that is always that way, that we are not taking that on. So when we run out of money on that 638 contract, we don't have any responsibility after that. So they would have to replenish that fund. But the illegal bonds that have been accepted by who knows how many and how much of them, we need to find that out. That was something that didn't even come out within the NEG-REG process, because I thought we looked at a whole lot of different things. We worked on the bonding, but we didn't realize there was a whole lot of illegal bonds out there that were against the CFRs, and that's a big deal to me.
Yes, sir.
That was done in the past.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilwoman Arbery.
Well, I questioned her repeatedly on where that $25,000 went on that bond. She said she had to release it because the bank was tired of holding it in escrow. She had to sign off on it, but she couldn't tell us where the money went. She left us about 10 wells that probably have to be taken care of. You know, I think that's what you call a breach of trust. Anyway, we still need to investigate it and figure out where the money went.
You know where it's not.
Thank you, Chairman. We, as Charles Babbs told us in one of our meetings, that the trust means that the federal government is the ultimate trustee. And he said that extends to the EPA Region 6 when it comes to earthquakes and rejection. So I agree, but as I've always stated, I think we ought to explore the option of letting them handle the plugging, because, you know, I think it might take away from the administrative responsibilities they feel on getting these things done. But that's neither here nor there. I think that's, we need to talk about those things. The thing I'm worried about is we need to have an active conversation with the Mineral Council, with the United States, on developing this bonding routine that she's tasked and going to do. She told us she's going to do it. We need to get in that conversation. We've got a new director. We're going to charge him with the task to get in there and start getting this communication going. So because
yes,
we definitely got to put something in place that's going to increase and grow. There's something that's not so hard on our small producers. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not pointing fingers here. I just want to make sure we have that communication with the United States. Thank you, Chair.
I have something to say to that. If we do get involved in it.
Did I even call one?
We are involved in it. Well, she asked us to money. Our money to plug the wells. I'm sorry. I had to go out the car and get my meds.
And you didn't want to take me with you. Okay.
So I'm just saying.
Now, we'll take care of that on the response.
Oh, man.
If we don't get a development that you need. Remember, the federal law only said they have to get subways. I beat a federal highways effort and paid all the tribes. They had to have our approval. That's where we're heading with all this. Council, I'd love to entertain motion to adjourn and ask me that.
Newsletter.
Fine, Secretary. Media, newsletter. We're ready to go with it, but we'll have it available for some review. Councilwoman.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
No one has.
Okay, there was something left back there on the table, and it was talking about the nation's lawsuit, and it looked like it was going to be in our newsletter. But that's confusing, because that lawsuit that's on our newsletter doesn't have anything to do with us. That was the Osage Nation lawsuit.
If it's over that permitting, we went in concert with them. At the very end, the council went with them.
No, we didn't.
You sure?
What permit?
The one that Mr. Moody handled, when we still had Mr. What's his name here?
No, as of 2014.
Dennison.
George, yeah, Gene. Yeah, he was our permit conditional person.
Yeah, we need that out.
Use permit. Yeah, that's his specialties.
Yes.
But
2014, no more. We absolved that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I agree with Ms. Boone, but other than that, we need to kick this thing out.
Okay, also, the wind farm case that Tom Fredericks talked about today, the Hayes case, the oral arguments, that it's not going in front of a jury. The judge will make a decision. He said it looks very good for us, which is the best news I can give you. The other, he does not expect Denver 10th Circuit to come back with us against NL at this time. He said they're going to just take their time.
That's good.
But already, State of Oklahoma's cut their funding on their tax break for 18, 19, and the next 20 some odd years they have. So,
well, we got Coach Switzer on board, too.
Now, St. Mary has really got a heck of a commercial on there that I think that should also stimulate our concerns. Okay, because we are fighting a lawsuit, the only one tribe in the world. They're fighting an organization worth $800 billion, and we knew it was going to be tough, but the Lord is all powerful, and with that kind of faith, let's adjourn. Let's go.
What do we do?
Council, excuse me.
I'd just like to appreciate Senator Chair Catherine Bacon for getting that article on the website. Frank Keating's turn on that wind industry guy. He helped get it started, and then it turned into something what he didn't initially foresee.
And I guess
crippling our education.
I would like to say something about
please.
That.
we put, I wanted that on there, and then the one of the clerks decided it didn't need to be on there. And I thought, when can a clerk overrule an elected member of this body?
Happens all the time.
And Mr. Waller took care of it this morning, and it got back on the district. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm tired of the question.
I did it on your first request.
I'm tired of
Once
the question.
Once I get it on my plate, I know it's good. Council, and then I'd like to.
Chairman, I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor of Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Allred. No discussion. Please call for the question.
Councilman Jones?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Fishwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.